Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Fuckers.
Welcome, brave adventurer, to the Mana Pool. Join our dungeon master CJ as he guides his group through the enchanted pages of the Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. Our intrepid noobs, Andy, Dale, Jared, and Raoul, are unproven in combat and ignorant of the dangers ahead. They think they're ready for an adventure, but can they handle the Princes of the Apocalypse? You are hearing a live playthrough from Princes of the Apocalypse, a campaign from the Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition from Wizards of the Coast. All mathematical errors default blame to CJ Poe and do not reflect the Wizards of the Coast, the rest of the Geek.io Media Network, its managers, producers, hosts, their families, or affiliates.
You guys all like the new explicit tag there? Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io live play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We are currently playing through the campaign Princes of the Apocalypse. This is episode number 8 of the Mana Pool / number 125 of the Geek.io show. I am your host and Dungeon Master, CJ Boat.
And I'm reading my notes. I'm Jared Azevedo. I'll be playing Draco Blang. Draco Blang-Blang? Yep, Draco Blang-Blang.
Draco Blang-Blang.
Blang-Blang.
It's been a while.
Draco Blang-Blang.
Draco Bloodfang. Or Draco Blang. Or Draco Blang-Blang, that's fine too.
Yeah. And this is Raoul playing Saboteur.
I'm Andy playing Dahlgren Brightpath.
And I'm Dale Campbell playing Davdak, or as my friends used to refer to me as, Captain Sparkle Pants.
What do you mean used to? We still do.
Too soon. All right.
I like CJ got it, though. I like that.
This is, just a reminder, the Mana Pool is brought to you solely by our Patreon over at patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to help make this show a permanent weekly show, there's a rank for it right there on the Patreon page. Help us get to it. Also helps out the rest of the network.
As it do.
Yeah, it does.
So now... that is not the cereal thing at all.
I like it, though. I don't know what that was.
What was that? I don't even know what that
is. Previously on... The Mana Pool.
That sounds like me. No.
That was your weird noise voice for some reason. It played. I don't know why. I'm guessing the serial link got moved. Oops.
Blink, 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 blink.
I like it better, though. it's our new previously on noise. So our heroes came back and a party was thrown and they were there for a while helping people out, helping rebuild the town, help pick up the pieces from the damage that they caused inadvertently. One of them came back almost akin to Batman. The dragon was strangely silent and thusly unable to use his powers last week. Or last game. Also, the King's Caravan came to town. Yay, King's Caravan! Party time! There was stripper dude and some magician guy, and the king wasn't there.
Ball of black.
Oh yeah, and the stripper dude. I forgot about
him. And then a big ball of black hit Sataba, I think. And
no, hit the stripper dude.
Oh, hit the stripper dude, that's right. And turned out it was a druid. screaming something about ravagers, and then took off like a bat out of hell.
Or raven out of hell.
It happens.
And then some more crazy madness happened, because giant thing hit stripper guy from the king's caravan. Everybody's like, hey, let's go check this out. Andy looked around for some evil things and found out there was a strong celestial sensation in the town. found out, eventually, that it was Mynthra. She's back, and young, and also an angel thing.
An angel thing.
It's amazing what a couple hours will do to someone's complexion.
Exactly. Got some vitamin C in her. Did the L'Oreal treatment, you know. Also got reunited with her youth. A little bit worse for wear. Turns out that she's an awesome metal bard. That's not all. The elemental cultists revealed themselves in town. People throughout the town started chanting some evil, evil things. One of them happened to be Sataba.
Now, wait. Was Sataba saying things, or did he just have the glyph appear above him?
No, he was saying things. Everybody with the glyph was saying things.
Oh, great.
Everybody who had the glyph above their head were saying things.
Okay.
Not everybody with the glyph over the head attacked you.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that much. I just wanted to recollect which, if so, yes, that will be an interesting conversation.
Yes. Also, this is how the DM gets payback.
Oh.
Dude, if you say that, it's not as satisfying. Come on.
Oh,
now.
Trust me, it's still satisfying.
I want to take that clip out of context, though.
There was still some fighty-fighty with the cultists of all four of the types. That dwarf guy came back and tried casting the evil armor things again, and Dale took him out single-handedly, and then he disappeared again. Because
like
that's what dwarf guy do.
That's like he does.
So I'm honestly now, I don't know if he's actually there or if this is just a projection. And as soon as the projection, you know, runs out of hit points, then it goes away. Because we gotta track this guy down. I'm getting annoyed. This is two times now.
Getting tired of sticking an arrow through a robe and sticking that robe to a tree. It's getting old. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we were beating the snot out of him last time, and we just lost our GM. So, now we're in control! Woo, mutiny!
All right, everyone sorts out.
But I get the point that we do need to track down that dwarf guy. We might as well just talk shit about that dwarf guy for the time being.
How would we, like, nail him down? I mean, because if he can vanish...
Well, as I said, I don't know that he's actually here. It might be that that he's projecting or some sort of thing, so it's like we're fighting a shadow or something, like a shade of him, or just the elemental earth people are going to be a pain in the butt to kill, which I'm thinking is probably more likely the case. They can vanish or they can, earth meld or whatever.
We've only fought Earth, right? I mean, we've only fought minions and...
No, all four showed up here. Because I think you had a fire symbol over your head.
You did. You had a fire.
Which kind of fit. I'm not saying, I'm just saying that kind of actually fits.
Well...
being a fire genasi and an explodey wizard, so that's,
If we do come across... any more elementals, I'd be more than happy to go to a particular area that has had reports of, I suppose, it'd bring the crew with me as well if they so desire, but to do like intelligent checks and that sort of thing on particular areas that may contain elementals.
Oh, to see where they might be coming from?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that seems perfectly viable.
Yeah, I don't know if you
missed a heck of a battle. We ended up not... I mean, I'm down hit points, but shocker, I'm down hit points, which is kind of...
I'm down a few hit points myself.
Yeah, so I think
I'm
all
down
of them.
I'm down to 16.
Oh, okay. 16, so we all got kind of beat up in the last battle because we didn't have our friendly cleric with us.
I tried to put my hands on you and just failed miserably.
That's right, you give like 2 hit points back or something.
And
so
two,
with, like,
Mythra.
Something was strong enough to corrupt a celestial being.
Yes, which is also a little terrifying.
That's
a little terrifying?
Just a little bit.
Now I'm kind of glad you didn't use Lay on Hands, because then we would have been fighting a corrupted celestial being. I don't know if they make them more powerful or less.
Well, I don't know if corrupt. Yeah, that's hard to say. Well, I mean, it's hard to say if a corrupted celestial being is still celestial at that point. True. But I the magic of Dungeons and Dragons. I have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea what the DM is going to decide to do next.
What future holds.
So, do you guys have? I'm assuming you guys have Android phones.
I do have an Android device. No. Yes.
I know it's kind of a plug, although it didn't cost me anything, so it doesn't really cost any money. On the Amazon store, like the Amazon App Store or whatever the heck it is for Android, they actually have a 5e. You basically type in the name of the spell, and it will tell you what page it is on the player's handbook.
Well, that would require me having a player's handbook.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's fair. For some reason, I thought you had one.
Might pull up the actual definition and stuff, but
no, that is pretty nifty, though. That is pretty.
I wish it would just describe the spell, but that's probably like copyrighted and all that. But they can certainly be like, oh, it's a reference to this page because it still requires you own the book. So I'm guessing Wizards of the Coast didn't care as much about that one.
That's probably legally not a big deal.
Yeah, well, it's an index.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like Cliff Notes, right?
Yeah. Sidebar, yes, Dale.
Oh, never mind. We're still in the same day because I was about to.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure I've used all my spells for the day too.
Yes, we did burn through quite a few of our spells in this particular encounter.
Sorry, cure runes, not lay on hands, by the way, just to clarify.
Oh, yes, cure wounds, yeah. Yeah, I'm the only one that can lay on hands. Thanks, Dale.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd clarify,
Have you got any clarify that one.
Yet? His internet died, so I suppose we're just going to vamp machine.
Yes, and then if, he's not back in 15 minutes, we can probably call it, because I'm not sure how useful it's going to be for the four people that can't actually affect the world until the other one is here.
We'll see how his restart goes, but I don't know what he has planned. That's why I can't really vamp much.
No one knows.
I'm not really good at vamping.
That's the whole point,
I used my vamp machine last week when we were trying to sort out all the SmackDown stuff. I'm just vamped out. So much vamping on that show.
Raul, you have second level spells, correct?
Yes, I just used my wand, my magic missile wand.
No, but I mean, you have access to second level spells, and I think you do as well, Jazz?
I do.
Okay, because I'm still on
per day.
Yeah, but I don't have any second level spells.
Oh, so we have to actually find you some second level spells.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully,
after all this, well, I don't know if much of the town's going to be left after this little skirmish.
Well, it's I honestly, the only place that we might have been able to get spells,
you might have killed that guy. So,
I'm not saying it wasn't an accident, but I'm just saying he might have been the only person, although he might have been a warlock, in which case there's not a lot of crossover between what you do and what he does. He might have known where to get some, so that's probably our first priority. If we're charging headlong into elemental blah, we want someone who can, you're sort of an elementalist, as it were. You use, big explodey fire things, so it would be good to have you at full power. But, keep in mind, that second level spell slot, you can cast a first level spell with.
Yes.
And a lot of the spells actually have rules for if you use a higher level slot, so it's not completely wasted. It's, somewhat useful, but it'll be more useful when you actually get a second level spell.
Okay. What did I say? Well, with all the trade that's coming to town, well, it's probably all going to disappear now, but maybe before I could have, searched the town to see if there had been any magic traders.
Look, I would certainly ask before we leave. I mean, we just cleared this out, so I would definitely certainly ask before we leave.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, hey, if you don't want to take that with you, I'll take that off your hands. Like, people right now out of the town. Not stealing, just...
So the townspeople were cleared out, weren't they?
Well, no,
they were in the middle.
No, they were enjoying the parade.
They were enjoying the parade, but when all the elementals came in, weren't they all cleared out because we were in the town center?
I mean,
we're in the town center, but they were coming to sort of see, because they were sort of celebrating, oh, the king guy is here.
Yeah. Sort of thing. That's what I mean. When he
got hit. So, yeah, I think the crowd went, and took off.
Yeah.
But I imagine there were some probably, not casualties, but there were probably injuries.
Injuries as people were, running.
Yeah.
Because that definitely hurts.
Well, do we know the black thing that hit the guy? Is he dead?
No,
I don't actually remember.
I don't think he's actually...
Did he get back up?
Okay, if he got back up, well, we probably need to check him out, because, corruption seems to kind of be a thing in this particular scenario. So, we might want to examine pretty carefully, Driko and I will bring him to the temple and see if we can get, someone to take a look, because that's definitely, I can detect things, but I don't know if I can detect something like this.
No.
I know I can't.
More than hell sure that I can't.
Well, I
could shoot him with lightning, if that helps.
I
have a
fire.
Driko, I have a subset of your spells, I think. Because I think Paladin is basically a reduced set of cleric spells. So if you can't do it, I certainly can't do it.
I don't know. I don't know these things. See, cure wounds, healing word, guiding bolt, thunder wave, shield of faith.
I don't have too much in my arsenal, but still, I'm a level 1.
And drink. If you're thirsty or hungry, I can purify that for you.
Are you hungry? You hungry? I can't really do much. I've got Hail of Thorns, which is a ranged weapon.
CJ's back in the notes, so his network
must
be better.
What is a foodie? I could speak with animals if that helps with anything.
It might at some point.
Yeah, I mean, we have that bear.
In the woods doing stuff, so if we happen to...
We have that bear floating around.
Tried to kill us for a second.
Unfortunately, before
he turned on his characters and ate them.
Before I ran away and disturbed him, yes, before that point.
So, Driko, I hope I made Bahamut happy with my thunderous strike twice in the last. It's knocking people down.
That was pretty cool, I must admit.
Well, and I didn't actually know what the rules for bonus action was, so I was, not doing it the first part of the campaign, and I was like, oh, I can do that. It burns a first-level spell, but I can do that 4 times a day if I want, so I will definitely be using that in the future.
Okay, it's been 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Oh, well, we got love dedications. Is that, have we turned into that now? Is that what's going on?
This goes out to all you haters out there.
All you ladies.
All you ladies. You want a late night dedication?
Oh, did you guys after the show? Did you see that Coltrane is doing a new He did a new Ratchet and Clank trailer. He's the actual voiceover. If you guys know who Coltrane is, you might not actually know.
I know who Coltrane is. I didn't know he was still alive.
No, not John Coltrane.
You're talking about Coltrane from Gears of War? Coltrane?
Never mind.
That's the only Coltrane I know. The one from Gears.
That's fair.
The only Coltrane I know is the jazz
musician. Depending on what podcast circles you're in, you would know who he was. The Convert to Raid people, he was on their show for many, many eons. And I also did a podcast segment with him for a while. And he's actually doing voiceover, for movie trailers. So,
off topic.
Oh, hey, we have a CJ!
There you go.
Woo! The Dungeon Master has returned.
I was about to say, off topic.
He is an excellent splash screen.
It is excellent. Well, why did I just kick my desk? That's not a smart thing to do. This went vumpa.
I died young. Poor guy.
Vumpa? What does that even mean?
Vumpa. You know what vumpa means? Okay.
That must be an Australian thing.
It's an Australian thing. You don't understand.
So, I take it we're done vamping?
Yeah, I guess. Dude, it's been painful for the past, like, 2 or 3 minutes. We got nothing.
You guys have only known each other for X amount of years now. You guys should be a little bit more comfortable.
Well, we can't really divulge into what we did on the weekend. It doesn't seem well. You don't really want to know what I did on the weekend.
You want to know what I laid there on Saturday all day. Yeah.
Well, I do have some nuts here, so that is mildly appropriate.
All right, so we are going to go ahead and...
We did want to ask.
No.
In the ensuing chaos, when the guy got hit by the black thing from the sky, were a lot of townspeople injured, or is it just like a couple got knocked over?
Yeah, bumps, bruises.
Okay, so nothing super serious. We just wanted to make sure that... we're still seeing exploit.
I know. It's loading.
Okay.
I rushed back, forcing my computer to probably go a little bit faster than it normally should. So,
okay.
Takes a little longer. Yes, exactly.
Just a little bit longer. Oh,
now we got green.
Now we got Christmas trees. That's what we got. Ooh.
The only person that got hit was the stripper dude. I think his name was Bo. I don't know. Michael told me his name, and I've since forgotten it because he's not here. And
who's stuff. Michael?
Nobody of concern.
Okay. Ignore me.
Okay. You don't need to know. Right.
So you know who Michael is. I do.
You do. Yes. I know who Michael is. If I know who Michael is, you should know who Michael is.
All right. Anything else before we go ahead and
we're sick of vamping.
All right. I throw up my Dungeon Master screen.
Nice.
And it was either this or me being a talking, wibbling alien for the entire show. And
yes!
I decided to do the screen better. Why couldn't you be a talking shark?
A talking left shark.
Or a talking doodle. No, not a dinosaur. That wouldn't work at all.
A talking doodle. I like a talking doodle.
A talking doodle.
Continue.
There we go. This is my Dungeon Master screen now.
Whoever said that, thanks.
That's not the talking
doodle. Freaking terrifying, dude. Okay. Let's move on, all right. Shall we? Okay.
So, moving on. All right. Dale shot an arrow through the dwarf guy again, and magically all that was there again was
his cloak.
It doesn't seem to have the same magical powers as it did last time, mainly because you did not kill him with a critical.
Sounds about right. No, that's fair.
So you have two cloaks, and hey, Sataba's behind you, Dale, Davdek, and and Minthra comes running up the alleyway right behind. Right behind the Batman.
Okay. Where are they?
Dahlgren. She's dragging behind her a dragonborn.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, what's up? I mean, he was just. I found this greetings. Guy just wandering around the streets. I don't know what happened.
Greetings, friends. What is all this chaos that has woken me from my slumber?
He may have been hit by the black thing, too. I don't know. He doesn't seem to remember anything.
All I remember is darkness. I was in the temple, mourning wizard, and then darkness. and now I'm awake.
They're attacking now in broad daylight, so we don't know who this dwarf is, but we need to find him.
Well, you have
set him on
sword.
Fire. You have my torch.
Slow down, Zatava. That didn't work out
Mentor
well.
Looks at you and goes, simmer down. Simmer down there, Salamander. You got in us enough trouble with that.
Does the robe have any sort of magical
fire anymore?
Aura?
Nope. It is a robe with a black on black sigil of earth on it.
It does have the sigil.
Yes,
that's good to know.
I am doing my daily celestial sight once again. Looking at Zatava.
Okay. You don't want that? All right.
All right. Looking at Zatava. You see, it's a little wavy because of the angel thing standing right next to you.
Fair enough.
What you see on him is little like, almost like, hold on. Yay, Rachel gave me more alcohol. Almost like cat claws of black on him all around his body. Like very small, and it's like almost like scratches.
Okay. So there is evidence of, like, there's evidence of a presence, but it has not engulfed him.
Yes. It doesn't seem to be throbbing, growing, evolving, anything like that. Like I said, it just kind of looked like he tried tickling a cat's belly and it clawed him all over his body.
Okay.
That is
so, Talba, you were chanting. Are you aware that you were chanting?
No. I just had like a little time lapse, like if I had blacked out there for a few moments.
Zatava, you remember, since you are very in tune with the fire element, you sensed a great joy in this. You sensed like you were sitting in a nice bath.
Of fire?
Yeah, any normal person, how you feel when you're sitting in a nice warm bath, this is how he felt.
So I felt calm. Yeah, I'm going to share it with the group where it's like I felt a feeling of comfort, like of would it be a stretch to call like ecstasy?
It's a little... No, you were very relaxed. Like, you were definitely in your element.
Oh, okay. Oh, like I had been, like, charged or something, right? Like,
Dahlgren exactly. You does not look happy at this news.
That man's glaring at
you. So, for your... Just so you know, this is disturbing that you blacked out and came back and felt calm while you were chanting... The same words the rest of the cultists did. I still believe you are with me, but I will be keeping an eye on your actions. We have already seen evidence of things happening twice now that I don't believe you had full control over, but this is troubling, certainly.
How do you think I feel? I actually feel... good. I'm not stressed or anything. I'm just... Okay, yeah. That's understandable.
Mithra, do we have any direction to go from here?
Well, I saw the bird guy go to the east. I don't know if we should follow him... or not, and she doesn't even get through that sentence when I'm going to rename him Halston because I don't like his real name. comes up to you, the sheriff comes up to you.
Okay.
Now named Halston because R.I.P. Halston. Critical hit. for those who aren't paying attention. What in all of the hells happened here? This has never happened.
It's that there is something going on with this cult, and we are not sure what it is, but it is not good. There is demonic presence here.
I was so far involved in everything, I didn't see hardly anything. I was almost trampled trying to keep the peace when these wizards or whatever they were started attacking everything.
They were elemental cultists that we took care of them. It's a little banged up, but we took care of them. But yeah, it seems like this has become a kind of nexus for all this stuff happening.
Yeah, I've noticed. We've been, this has been a village for hundreds of years, and this has never happened before.
Well, I think Wizzet moved here for a reason, and it's probably best if we find out what that reason was. There's some sort of conjunction happening at this location.
Yeah, go ahead, Ralph. It must be like a, well, like I said, like a nexus of all the elements, because for so many cultists from different elements to show up in the same place, I mean, kind of odd.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go check out his house if you guys want to come with me.
That seems like a good idea.
Yep. All right. It didn't just move you guys to a new map, did it?
No.
Okay. It did not. Nope.
Good.
Is that a good thing?
Yes, it's a good thing.
My weapon and shield are still out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I'm not standing down in any way. This is very, very troubling.
All right, you guys get to his house. Halston goes through, grabs a key, and unlocks the door. And walks on through. Or you guys can sit there quietly.
It sounded like you were changing a map or something. So
I
would follow him. I'm working on stuff.
Follow him in.
We were waiting for the end of the ellipsis. It was dot, dot, dot. We were like, and
in the business, we call it dramatic pauses, not awkward silence. Continue.
Exactly. So you get in there, and nothing has really changed since the last time you guys were here.
Okay.
There's still a hole in the wall from where he blew up stuff, and all of this seems very, very nostalgic to you guys. Just kind of walking through. Halston turns to you guys and goes, I'm going to let you guys have free reign of the place because I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm going to go grab... sorry for retconning names, but I had my paper here, and for some reason it's disappeared. I blame children.
That'll happen.
Yes. So you people at home, you people, may have taken down names or notes of names of people. Guess what? Those names are changing because, well, notes.
Because the DM says so.
Okay. Yay, DM privilege. Right. I'm going to go get Barta and Isidra, and I'm going to come back with them and see if we can find something out.
Okay. Is there anything, like, we're going to definitely, I've got one more scrying thing, but I'm going to search it physically first before I try to, search it magically, because I don't want to burn all of my uses of this. So, skills. Is there a perception? There's got to be something like that.
Perception.
So can I roll a perception to try to notice anything out of the ordinary? I think
it would be a bad idea for all of us to do a perception.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go ahead and everybody give me a perception roll.
See what we can get. Skills. Perception.
19.
Nice.
9, 9, 10.
10.
All right. Obviously, somebody is more involved in this than the others are.
Where is it?
Sorry.
That man choosing his great detective skills. You find a notebook.
Oh, okay.
And it has a lot more writing in it and than the other ones do, and including all four sigils of the elemental chaos.
Ooh. So he was aware of this long before we got here.
Yeah, but from what you can tell, and Mentra pipes up from behind you as she sees you looking over the notebook, that was Wizzet's before the necromancer came and took my youth and his memory.
Ah.
So, I don't know what all he was working on. He had me helping him out with some celestial magic, but not much. There wasn't much else that he would let me look in on.
Okay. Is there any sort of... for one, I don't know what language it's written in.
Yeah, correct. And she, even Mentra kind of looks at it and cocks her eye to the side and says, kind of looks either elemental or abyssal. Both of those kind of look
well,
the same.
Well, if it's abyssal, I can read and speak abyssal.
Oh, you can?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Well, give me a religion check then.
Sure. Skills.
We will see what language it is in. Because religion, because abyssal and...
There's the 9.
Elemental. Kind of similar. Yeah, it,
okay,
it's definitely
an elemental. That's fair. Okay. I was like, this looks like... No, it's the wrong...
You kind of make out the and map and short.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, my first roll was too good. Well, I ask if we're able to take this with us, because we can't read it, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to be able to... If we go to a larger city, it might be possible that someone there will be able to read it.
Does Raul or Dale, do you guys speak or read Elemental?
No, I do not.
No. Which is kind of odd, because we are elemental. Well, yeah, we're technically elemental.
Elementals would get angry if you said that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're half elemental.
No, well, I just know a lot about elemental people. I'm not actually elemental myself. But continue.
Yeah, you're well-versed in... You're elemental blood.
Yeah.
You are not elementals.
Do you want me to do a wisdom check to see if I can make out anything that's on the paper from knowledge, or would that be a waste?
Why don't you guys, whoever's looking at the book, give me an arcana check?
I'll look at it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Look at that, 19.
There you go.
And then 19.
Are we all doing it?
I've got all
you the only one doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Draco will hear that he'll have a look.
I'm going to. Like, I've already looked at him and be like, no, I don't understand. So I'm letting the... Oh, a one. That's not good, Tataba. Don't roll a one.
A one.
Well, it's if it has a red box around it in roll 20, that means you roll the one and have plus 5. Oh, yes. My God.
Holy jeez. You guys, stop it.
Wow, stop with the ones. We're going to have to call this show Critical Miss.
Oh, boy. You guys
stay behind me.
I admitted that it would be in a bit of a waste, but it would be worth it.
There you go. You're right.
I already admitted it.
Dale thinks that one looks like the symbol for pie.
Is that a pie there, or is
Captain's
that a map?
Michael Pants just closed his eyes and tried to read it. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm pretty sure it's a book.
You're definitely sure that it is.
Look at, there's pages. There's a front and back.
Some sort of binding.
And for me, it just looks like a pie.
Dreek. Fucking D names.
It could be said you're
and
on the D train.
The one person I have any kind of malice towards is not a D name.
Then I'm right.
You, Dreeku.
Yeah?
You are overcome, when you touch the book, you are overcome with a sensation of a vision. It is a tower rising up to the east. You sense a strong elemental presence there, and a very strong magical presence, and then it fades.
Oh.
Do I know what kind of elemental presence?
No.
Okay.
Is it all bad?
Yeah.
So it's towards the east.
The way that the druid went.
Yes.
Yeah.
Golly.
He's so choked up from his vision.
I saw a vision of a tower rising in the east. There was a strong magical and elemental presence there. The same direction that that dude went.
Well, wow. I mean, it seems like
that dude, that guy, the what? Druid?
Druid.
Sorry.
Bird guy.
Bird guy.
The bird man.
Crazy bird guy.
Bird man.
I don't know the copyright.
Bird
person.
Really? So, a cartoon from the 60s? Are we worried about that?
Just then you, Halston comes back in with Barda and Isidra. Did you guys find anything interesting?
Does Dreeku share the vision? Because the rest of us didn't see it.
I just shared it with you. Are you not listening, Dahlgren?
Oh, no, I'm listening.
Maybe if you took your fingers out of your ears, attention. Opened your eyes, and stopped ignoring everything I said. Man, Dreeku's grumpy tonight.
I give a look.
He's got a migraine
coming on. Dahlgren is like, should we tell them?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Dreeku touched the book. It's some sort of elemental speak. I don't know. But when Dreeku touched the book, he had a vision of something to the east. We're not sure how tall.
Very tall tower.
Isidra's eyes get very large. And she walks over, puts two fingers on your forehead, Dreeku, and her whole hand on the page of the book that you were looking at.
Oh, boy.
You are all of a sudden just flooded with information. There are sigils of many, many different sigils layered on top of each other near this tower, in and around this tower. The most prominent one on top of all of them is the sigil of elemental air. Two words go into your head: Feathergale Spire.
That was three words, wasn't it?
No, Feathergale, one word.
Feathergale's one word.
Oh, okay, sorry. So it's not Feathergale and Spire.
It's a feather beam.
Draco is grumpy.
And she then releases the vision. And she goes, she turns to Halston and Barda and goes over to them and whispers to them something.
Interesting. Okay. The whispering is odd.
Whispering. For some reason, you can't, Driku, you can't seem to relay this information.
Because
they turn around.
Feathergale,
but you can't, for some reason, you can't say those words.
Feathertail. That's what that is.
What's happening to me?
They turn around. Isidra turns around and looks very like she's sweating. She's obviously intensely affected by this. She goes, "You have to make your way to the Sighing Valley. There's a tower there called Feathergale Spire. There were a large group of knights one time there protecting the kingdom known as the Feathergale Knights. They have since betrayed the kingdom and pledged themselves to Yansaban."
Yeah, whoa. Yansaban. I don't know if I've heard this one.
You did last week. They were chanting for Yansaban, including Fire.
Okay.
They kept mentioning Yansaban's name, including Sataba. So she goes, they've since betrayed the kingdom. I think you noticed this, Driku, because most of them are of your dragon flight.
Oh, bronze dragon knights.
Yay, lightning people.
We should head there as soon as possible. This is bad.
Do you know, like, how many? I mean, is it, like, a company, like, a group of, like, four guys? Or...
This is the headquarters of the Feathergale Knights. They were one of the seven guardians of the realm before everything, all hell broke loose. And now pretty much the only ones that were left were protecting the king. And if the Crimson Lotuses have failed and the king is taken, mayhaps you can find some information there. It's not
well, also, the elemental groups are attacking the king's men in broad daylight. So this has already escalated. Because I can see assassinations in the night happening with, you know, a calling card of some sort, but the fact that an emissary came to this town from the king and was attacked so openly, that we have a serious problem and need to head east. How quickly can we gather provisions?
We can get you guys all set up with a caravan by the end of the day. It'll be approximately a week's trip. Barda then interrupts Halston and, "I know I can get them there in 4 days."
I look curiously at said comment.
This is going to need the chargers of the king. We will need everything that they could possibly give. And one way or another, she cracks her knuckles, they'll give it to me.
Fair enough. If you can summon these resources, that would be greatly appreciated.
If you can acquisition these resources. When do you think we'd be ready to leave?
I would suggest on the morrow, if we are able, but I do not know the timing of gathering all of this all of the options that we have.
Halston, though, we might want to rest for a day.
Yeah.
Halston and Isidra nod. Isidra goes, "You are more than welcome to stay at the inn." And Halston then looks at all of you and goes, I think First Light tomorrow is going to be your best bet."
We all do look a little beat up. Yes.
Yeah, you were electric. You were shocked. That's and everything like that.
A little rest would do you well. Yes.
And I would also like to speak with your new traveling companion before you leave town, before I let her leave town, as he glares at Mynthra. Mynthra kind of turns away from his glare.
She can feel it.
Oh, yeah. She definitely... She knows he is just glaring at her.
But she's a celestial, so you have to be somewhat nice.
Yeah, well, there are, I mean, even they say in the Dungeon Master's Guide, Azamars can be fallen.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Just like there can be good tieflings.
There, yep.
Is that a thing? Are you sure that's a thing?
Good tieflings? Oh, yeah. I've played one. It was fun.
Okay, so I would immediately... So if no one in the town needs tending to, like there's... If people are like, "I got, you know, bruised elbow, whatever. It's not a big deal. We're farmers or, you know, loggers or whatever." I would head back to the inn to get food, and then I would go to the temple to pray for guidance on, you know, until I need to actually sleep.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What's the attitude or the atmosphere in the town right now?
Everybody, I mean, if you find a person on the area, they are freaking out. They are none too happy.
Well, and so they should. It's been several hundred years before, "Hey, look, some people showed up, and then the king's emissary showed up, and then all hell broke loose." Like, I can understand why they might be upset.
Yeah.
Exactly. I head back to the inn, grab some food, and then head up to a room at the inn for rest.
I'll go ahead and do the same.
Now I'm going to the temple. Need to talk to Bahamut.
Yes.
Very important. I am much trepidation in facing my brethren.
RPG overnight music plays.
The fairy next day.
Sorry. You all come out of your same room but separate beds in one straight line, gather up into each other again, and Oh, this is not a 16-bit RPG. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be a 16-bit RPG though.
I do too.
I'm fine with 8-bit. Stick you in your fancy, right? 16.
Yeah, I was in our fancy 16. I want 64. I want all of them. Play on.
No, you get no pixels. Next day happens. Congratulations, you made it through the night. Nobody else died.
Woohoo! Hey, only the bad guys died last session. So that's, you know, decent. So, one thing before we leave for the day, how is the guy that got hit by the black attack? Did he die?
No, he's fine. He's the only one seemingly trying to gather spirits.
Okay, so he has basically no real recollection of the events.
Hit by...
No, he's aware that he got hit by something, but it doesn't seem to bother him too much.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. So are we back to full hit points?
Guy. Yes, you're back to full everything. The mage... as you come out of your respective sleeping areas, there's the archmage, the mage that came with the caravan, standing black and blue and bruised and kind of whimpering and whining next to Mynthra, who has a very big grin on her face.
I look on curiously.
What is this?
Dalston's just kind of standing there shaking his head. You got your ride. For better or for worse.
This will get us here in 4 days.
Oh, and we did want to actually ask the captain of the guard. So my understanding in that Wizzet was a warlock, but not an abyssal warlock. He was like other planar being warlock.
He goes, I thought he was a wizard. Okay. Mintra sneaks up from behind you guys. Except for Dahlgren, who, because he's sensed her aura, he kind of gets shivers up his spine because he didn't hear her coming. she goes, yeah, he was actually he was granted by one of the archfays of the Feywild.
Which is why I never really noticed an abyssal presence around him, because it has nothing to do with abyssal. Okay, correct. Sweet. We are curious. You spent a great deal of time with him. Setalba is in need of knowledge. Is there anything in his house that might help Setalba learn new magics before we proceed?
She goes, there's a possibility. I know he was studying arcane magic. I was
likely
helping him with some of them, because I know some arcane magic, not much, and she casts prestidigitation, and hey, look, there's a cat walking across the street.
Okay.
she casts Mage Hand, and you feel your hair ruffle. She goes, most of my magic is divine, and
I
his
understand.
Was otherworldly. But we were working on some astral magic or some arcane magic. He might have something. He might have a book or something along those lines, but I don't know if it'll be any help or not. I don't know if it's fire-based, water-based.
Andy asking CJ, can we actually go look? Like, would she know where to look in the house?
I mean, you guys can go look, and as long as you guys don't keep rolling nines, you might get something out of it.
Yeah, that's
okay. I don't know. I mean, I can certainly roll. Are we doing perception? Are we doing arcane? Like, what are we rolling in this? Because it's not divine in any way. It's book learning. And so I don't know how.
Perception to find the book. Yeah, I think it would be perception to find the book and then arcane to actually read it.
Read it, yeah.
So it would actually be for me.
Well, let me look up investigation, because that's also a skill, and
yeah, true.
I'm not sure what the difference between 5E, perception and investigation is.
So me either.
Let me look that up quick, because that might make a difference.
Da-da, 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 da-da.
You're investigating right now.
Da-da-da.
Oh, my God.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
There's too many classes. Evocation? Okay, I'm on Wizard.
Oh, wait, wrong game.
Well, you're looking up skills. You're not looking up classes.
Right, but it would be after classes, because you would pick classes first.
True.
And then you would pick skills. I think I could be totally wrong. Let me look at the table of contents. Please continue.
Wow.
All right, so
I'm gonna
come
in here, go through the tumbleweed of snark there, and blow it all away. Continue.
No, I don't actually know if I'm correct. That's why I'm looking.
Go ahead and start giving me some perception checks and stuff like that.
All right, are we all finding the book, or is it just?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can all
for anything that might help him, because none of us have the ability to help him out with learning new magic.
Well, Drinker just rolled a 21, so come on now.
Nice.
Show me what you got.
Perception.
Oh.
No.
Shocker.
Davdek.
Davdek keeps walking into a wall.
Ow!
He trips over an ottoman and lands flat on his face.
Proficiency bonus.
And passes out.
I'd lose some hit points for that.
Starts drooling. he loses one hit point.
Roll tonight. DM's going to be sick and tired of me by the end.
No, I think this is great. Your character is for the most agile person in the entire group. You're...
And, but he is not observant.
I am very non-observant.
In any way.
I'm the class clown. I even have a red nose.
Aren't
you
an archer?
I have a red nose.
Aren't you an archer? You should be very observant, I would think.
No, well, I do have a history of firing arrows straight up in the air, so, you know.
that's right, they did happen that once.
I mean, you know.
Wow,
I did go while Dogman's looking that up.
There's a thing called Google for the rest of you people. That
I was going to share a story about how I went to an archery.
And just seemed so on top of it.
Oh, but, yeah, except I'm still looking, so I'm not super.
So, do we find anything with that?
Hey, there's that book that was there yesterday.
Well, we have that book. We took that with us.
Or did you?
Oh.
Investigation. When you look around for clues and make deductions based on those clues, you make an intelligence investigation check.
Okay.
You might deduce the location of a hidden object, discern from the appearance of a wound what kind of weapon dealt it.
So it would be perception to find the book and investigation to notice, but I think we're well on our way with the 20.
Yeah, he rolled it up high enough.
Yeah.
You find a spell book there, why don't you, Driku, give me a Arcana check?
Oh, excuse me. No, don't give me that.
14.
Because I ran into the wall, it made me burp. That's how it works, isn't it?
You fell down, burped.
I fell down, burped, and yeah.
You... Is there sense traps in this still?
Oh.
Is that a skill now?
If it's magic, that's... I don't know that that's not...
I think it's Arcana still now.
I was going to say, I don't know, I still haven't found skills, so...
You sense a trap on it.
Ooh.
It's not high enough to tell you what that trap is, but it's certainly a trap.
Hmm. Do I have a stick?
Can I roll my Arcana?
If he tells you where the book is.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I found the book over here, Saltaba. But I sense a trap on it. But I don't know what kind of trap.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm just dancing in the corner because I got nothing to do.
Just staring in the corner, beating his head against the wall.
No, am I still on the ground? I'm probably still on the ground.
He is an 8-bit RPG character. He just continues walking into the wall now.
Boy, I would have to roll to, like, I would have to roll an Arcana check to figure out what it is. And then
you're going to need to roll a Arcana check to even get through the, to see what the...
spell is.
Trap
is. Okay. Trap is, sorry.
Here it goes.
See, I didn't even know.
It's an explosive trap, as you could probably have told because he was an alchemist.
Oh, so this is something Wizard actually put on the book.
Yes. This book was buried under... This book was under a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
It was under the things.
By the way, clarification from going forward... Perception is looking for a person. Investigation is looking for a thing in 5th edition.
Ah, okay. Oh. Note.
Okay. Does anyone here know how to disarm an explosive trap?
We all turn to you. You're the wizard.
I run into walls. Don't ask me if I can defuse.
This might be a book we hang on to until we find a means.
Well, hang on. Well, do we hang on to it? But what if it explodes while it's in our possession?
I would I think if you start looking through it is when it is going to activate the trap. I don't think the book itself is trapped. Otherwise, picking it up, we would have probably noticed that.
Nobody ever said they picked it up.
No one said they picked it up.
Do I take another one for the team?
I'll pick it up.
No, I'll pick it up.
I've got all my hit points. I'll pick it up.
Hey, does someone have Detect Magic? Maybe we should cast Detect Magic.
I don't have Detect Magic.
You pick up the book, and for some reason, you feel sick. And you can't seem to drop the book.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet. No, this is not gonna go.
You have one cursed spellbook.
Oh, yay.
It means at any given time I can ask you to roll some things, because nobody decided to look divine at it.
I don't know these things.
Divine magic. I'm not a magic person. Although, I did say that we didn't actually pick up the book.
Yeah, I'm so like, all right. We should try and not pick up the book. They're like, hey, one of my players is starting to learn.
This is what happened last time. Continue.
This is a different book than the Elemental book, right?
Correct.
Yes, the Elemental book, I mean, you kind of looked at the page because nobody said they were continuing to look over it. You looked at the one page, and that's when all the crazy crap happened, and nobody has taken any kind of initiative to attempt to look in it other than that. This book, you're like, hey, there's a book. Hey, it looks like magic. I'm going to pick it up. the curse on you, like I said, you kind of feel a little woozy, kind of constantly have a, like you ate a bad cheeseburger.
Ooh, that could be either good or bad, depending on where you got the cheeseburger from.
Yeah.
Well, you said bad cheeseburger.
Well, is it McDonald's bad cheeseburger, or is it Burger King bad
No, he's not dying. Jeez, Dale. Holy crap.
I'm just asking for clarification.
McDonald's bad cheeseburger. All of a sudden, Devdeck's dead. Congratulations. Riku's dead. Yay.
No, it's really just a one too many of those black...
Yeah, you ate one too many black Whoppers. Yeah, you don't feel weakened or anything like that, but you feel like there's a pit in your stomach. You feel a little itchy here and there. If you try and put it into your backpack, you can put it in your backpack, but if you try and drop the book, it won't let you. Upon further inspection on the book, there are 5 sigils around the explosion trap symbol. Those you did not roll high enough to see what they are, but when you picked up the book, they activated.
Because you picked up the book. Well, we needed the book to take with us. So.
Yes. So it is a spell book. It is obviously a spell book. It is ringing with arcane and even astral and celestial magic.
But it's
it has all sorts of magics in there, but it's cursed. Yes.
And now you're basically the DM's puppet master. Congratulations!
Just as a heads up, you were right in the fact if you try and open it, you're going to blow up.
Yeah, don't open it.
You rolled high enough of an arcana check to say if you open that up, you will blow up.
So let's take a leather strap, tie it around the book, and then put it in a bag.
Well, I do have a cloak.
I can't put it down.
Well, you can, as long as you keep it on your person, the book does not care. But if you try to I accidentally left my bag on the thing. No, it won't let you.
Ooh, I want to see what happens if you try and leave your bag somewhere.
I'm going to put it in the bag, and then I'm going to put the bag on the table, and
then
walk away, and your bag flies at you. Make a reflex save.
And fails. Continue.
All right. So, yeah, you have a cursed spellbook on Jazz. Take that into consideration. Write that down.
Yep. Is Mintra like still with us?
Yeah, she's just kind of, she's hanging back. She's not actively looking for anything. She looks kind of like she's spacing out.
Can I ask her any wisdom she could provide with this cursed book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That book hasn't been there for a while. Where was that?
Under that pile.
Under that pile over there.
That's the first book he brought from the Feywild with him. That's the book he summoned his wife Pixie out of. I'm not sure what's all in there. I know that's where he taught me my my scream magic from, though.
A shame we can't open it. Hey, guys. Moving on.
No, we're definitely not going to open it, but is there anything...
She looks at it and goes... Those are definitely the... Those are... She kind of looks at the book close, pokes... She pokes one of the sigils, and Driku, you, again, feel...
Keep in mind, TJ, we can't see you. So
yes, I know.
You're going, burp isn't terribly
helpful. He feels like...
Okay. I see.
She goes, I'm not sure what these symbols are, though, but he was big on unlocking through perseverance. So either keep it on you for a while. One would assume if it's a 5-point seal and an explosion seal, there's some pretty strong magic in here.
Don't worry, we won't be leaving it anywhere, will we? It'll be with us for a while.
She tries to take it from Driku and just kind of like drags him along like a cat on a leash.
Except with less claws, I hope.
He's a dragon.
He's a dragon.
Hey, guys, maybe we can... what happens if it's got five elements or if it's got five seals and she just told us that it's like... He likes the locks and all that. Maybe it's like an elemental lock where you gotta like use certain types of magic on it to unlock one of the seals.
The problem with that, before we experiment on it, can keep in mind this is connected to Driku, and yeah. We don't know what. Like we
it
know
does
opening
to be
it
made
will
of paper too.
Yeah,
simmer
and,
down.
Well.
Simmer down.
Yeah, so we will just keep it with us until we can actually gather more information. Because
no setting it on fire.
No, I'm not saying like setting
that's
it on
your solution
fire.
To everything, man.
Not you can destroy a wizard, but no destroying your own people in our own party. Thanks.
I mean, what about five seals, right, or five sigils?
Right, but there aren't five elementals. There are four.
Yes, there's four, but how many elements are there?
There are four elements.
Yeah, in Dungeons & Dragons, there are four, essentially. Because it's earth, air, fire, water, is essentially what the elements
and
are.
They're offside, so you have your thunder and your lightning and your...
Speak into the mic.
Sorry.
What would the fifth one be then?
Shadow.
Shadow. I mean, I'm guessing that's it's not light, but
I thought it was explode.
We don't know yet. Let's keep the book safe in Driku's bag and probably move on because I think we've gained all that we can from this without hurting. One of ourselves.
Yes. So, yes. All right. We're actually going to go ahead and you guys are going to get ready to get onto the caravan and begin going. And that's where we're actually going to go ahead and break. I'd get more into it, but with my computer dying or whatever the hell it did.
That's understandable.
We lost a bunch of time. I apologize for that. So
that's
we're going to go ahead.
Not your fault.
We had a good conversation anyway. It's not like it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah. Good interplay.
It's fun. It was a good little interchange between players.
No allies died.
That's good. That's always a good thing.
It's a
good day when no allies die. That's a good.
So Driku, unfortunately, I don't think we get remove curse till you can cast level 3 spells, and that's like at least 2 levels away.
That's
exactly.
Does Driku want one of the? Go on.
I'm just saying, the worst thing that came out of Draco got a little bit of morning sickness. So
yeah.
Pregnant? Are you gonna lay an egg later for me?
a cursed dragon egg. I like where this is going. Thank you guys.
You're welcome.
I will take this into consideration.
I'm gonna give birth to a bad cheese. That's what's gonna happen.
It's gonna be green, like neon green.
Hopefully, please tell me I'm not coming to America to eat green cheeseburgers. Is that
no black thing? Cheeseburgers? No, it won't be here by then.
Right?
No, that's only for Halloween.
Racist.
So yeah, that's that. We're gonna go ahead and wrap up there since Andy will have to leave here before we get too far into it. And plus, there's a lot of exposition when we get to the Feathergale Spire and stuff like that.
I assumed there would be.
Exposé. A little bit of exposé.
That is where we're going to go ahead and wrap it up from there. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can tweet us at twitter.com/geekioshow. Email us at geekioshow@gmail.com. Give us a call at 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Our show, which has... What?
I'm dancing.
Website is geek-io.net. /live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. here. TuneIn.AlphaGeekRadio.com and DiamondClub.tv.
Indeed. And next week on the Geek.io show, we're going to rant and review something. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure
probably,
it out.
Probably Halloween themed. Scary. Something, something.
A scary little thing.
Ginger Dead Man 3.
Ginger Dead Man versus the Evil Bond
2. Come on.
Oh yeah.
You can't skip the second one. But while you're waiting for that magic to happen, there's plenty of stuff to check out on the Geek.io site. You can check out Small Screen Spoiler Show. It's back. We're 3 episodes in. We've been praising our shows. We attacked some titans and we killed some of those that were recently reborn because, man,
it just sucks. It's so bad.
How It Stacks gets Naked Gun and does math.
All I heard was How It Stacks gets naked. That's all I heard.
Nobody wants to see that. Hear. Nobody wants to see that.
I want that in my ear holes right now.
No, you don't.
Life of an Accounting Droid gets all pumpkin and BGM. Goes 2.0.
Exactly.
Oh,
and
no.
Hey,
now you get to play your favorite bumper of all time. Oh, Lord.
Where is it?
4 months of this, aren't I?
Where'd it go?
Get over
here. Let's see how much higher pitch that
you
can
get. I don't have to light it up. Did you find the bumper?
Where's the bumper?
It's time for the Winter Geek.io Movie Smackdown update.
It's time for the Winter Geek.io Movie Smackdown update. Continue.
Pew 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 pew.
Wrong bumper. Jeez, know your bumpers.
Know your bumpers.
So all this information can be found over geek-io.net/smackdown. At any given time, updated mostly daily. You get an update once a week. First update.
And you get an update. And you get an update.
First place is Jazz pulling in just a little over $1 million with Pan.
And I'm only winning because it's the only movie out so far.
Because it's
Pan
got
has
Pan.
Made no and money.
I mean, let's put it this way.
No money.
Steve Jobs is out in 5 theaters and has netted me $34,000. 5 theaters.
50 theaters, CJ. Come on.
50.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't under-exaggerate.
Still,
Under-exaggerate, yeah. Don't under-exaggerate.
50 theaters, and I'm, you know, not, I'm down, but yes.
You're not down that far.
It officially comes out the 23rd, so that's when we'll start counting more.
Magically, Pan will not, will no longer have you in first place. $19 on Pan. $19.
Ouch. Hey,
I'll help you.
No, I think I spent $18. $18.
No, it's, 18. Just remember, folks, I'm mostly blind.
coming up Goosebumps now. This weekend, this weekend it's Crimson Peak versus Goosebumps.
Oh, he's gonna win.
Let's just so about. Hey, let's all go see Goosebumps for a rant and review.
Wait, hang on. Is oh, I don't know.
Pan.
If it's even
oh, just a Pan.
Is Pan out here?
Pan for a rant and review. Yeah, is Pan out in Australia?
I'll take a look. I should not just type. Oh, Pan 2015. Okay, it came out.
Really don't want to
spend it. I was even expecting pictures of actual kitchenware to show up. look. It's in 10 theaters nationwide. Oh my god.
Ooh, 10! Like,
are any of them near you?
24th of September. I might have a look. Leave it with me.
What?
What?
It came
do you
out.
Have to go back in time to see it?
So Dale, do we have a Patreon?
We do have a Patreon. You can visit our Patreon site. So I'm busy! I'm busy looking for Pans. If you want to help in my search for Pans, you can help us out by going to our Patreon site over at patreon.com/geekio to help us out with a small monthly donation. If you think our Pans are worth $5, we'll give you, your site, cause, whatever, a shout-out at the top of the show. If you think we're our pants are worth $10, we'll read a Twitter-length post just
pants
for
pants.
You. Yes.
We like our pants.
I like our pants.
Raul.
If you want to listen to us on your mobile phone, check out Stitcher Radio and iTunes and search for Geek.io. And be sure to leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show.
Also, that TuneIn.geek
TuneIn.alphaGeekRadio.
AlphaGeekRadio.com. Jeez, come on, brain.
TuneIn.alphaGeekRadio.com. It's not in the notes.
I know.
Yeah, Raul only reads from the script that I wrote in 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
What movie am I looking for?
You should have said it was. It was great while we were sitting there doing the Dragon Con episode, and all of us were staring at Raul while he is very clearly reading from a script.
And I did this.
I want to make sure that I get everything.
Sure, totally. I absolutely believe that.
Man, it is out here. It's got one screening a day. Absolutely.
To see Pan.
10 a.m. in the morning, though.
Give Jazz some money for Pan.
In Australia doesn't
it
help.
It won't help.
Australia not really helping on the
number. It's not domestic. It's gross.
Three people extra seeing Pan for you, Jazz.
If we all go see it, I don't even want to spend money on that, and that would help myself.
Oh,
I don't want to spend $20 on going to see Pan.
All right, what do we got? Show title candidates.
Our show title candidates for the Geeko Show, episode number 25 and the Metapool 8. Nuts are delicious.
Wait, episode 25?
At 125 is what I said.
That's not what you said.
125.
Again, no one listens to me. Nuts are delicious, though. That I can tell you.
They are.
Assert your ass more. Dracu bling bling.
Blank blank.
Blank blank.
Blank blank. Come on now.
Oh, bling bling.
I like bling bling better. Dracu bling bling.
It hit that stripper, dude. Angel thing.
Dracu bling bling hit that stripper, dude. Yeah.
It's like Chris. It's like what's his name? Chris. What's his name? And Rihanna all over again.
Oh, really, dude? That's not cool. That is not cool.
The angel thing, or
no, just continue.
Sim it down, salamander.
Yeah, salamander.
Okay,
it's a lizard that sets things on fire, which is, I believe, a reference to our our stalwart mage.
Yeah.
Driku touched the book.
The book.
Driku is grumpy.
Driku has the title.
I know. I come back for 1 week and suddenly I'm all this joke.
You're the star.
One too many black whoppet. Well, that's not about you, necessarily.
You think?
No allies died. A cursed dragon egg. Know your bumpers and busy with my search for pans.
Oh, boy. All right, folks. On that note, we're going to go ahead and by decisive victory, Draku Bling Bling is
the new show.
It could be Bling Blang.
No, I like Bling Bling.
I like Bling Bling better. He's a 90s rap star dragonborn.
Also, by the way, pan update before we head on out of here. I have it from Sunday the 8th. It's going out of theaters on the 21st.
Hey, at least you could tell when things are going out of theaters near your
coming. Place. It's coming to theaters on the 18th and going out of theaters on the 21st.
Wow, so you have like the weekend to watch the movie, essentially.
Wow.
All right, okay. Folks. On that note, we will see you next week with
Bye.
The KO Show. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Boy.
Geek.io production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek and Geek out.
Thank you. What's that?